So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak taught Kol Hazvachim Shenes Arba B'chatois Amesis or B'Shar HaNiskol Afila Achas B'Riboy Yemusu Kulon. If a majority of even 10,000 behemoths that were valid karbonis were mixed up with even one behemoth that was chayiv misa, such as one of the chamesh chatois hamesis, one of the five chatois that must be left to die, or was an ox that killed a person and was sentenced to death, the halacha is yemusu kulon. All the behemoths, even the karbonis, must be left to die. The Gemara asks, v'nevat lo beruba. All the behemoths should be permitted to be brought as karbonis because the behemas iser become nullified in the majority of karbonis, as the pasuk states, achiram lahatis. The Gemara answers, Chashivi v'le batli. A live animal is a significant item because it's a debush b'minyan, something that is sold by count, and therefore does not become batl. However, the Gemara elaborates that whether a live behemoth is considered a debush b'minyan is subject to a machlik is based on the following Mishnah Masechtas Arla. The Mishnah states, Misha hayu l'chavili tilson shekalai hakarim yidalku. If a person had bundles of significant spices that grew in a vineyard, the tilson is asabana, forbidden old benefits, and must be burned, as the pasuk states, leitizer karmocha kalayim pentiktish. The words pentiktish are an acronym for pentukat esh. Kalayakar must be burned and may not be used. And the Mishnah continues, nisavra ba'cherim, if the forbidden tilson was mixed together with permitted tilson, there is a machlekes. Remeir says, kulon yidalku, the entire tarevis, even the heter, must be burned, because he holds kol shadar kelimonis mekadosh. That which is sold by count does not become batel and forbids the mixture until sin is sold by count. In other words, devash b'minyan lay batel. While the chum say, yalu be'echad ha'masayim, the forbidden until sin becomes batel in the majority of 200 to 1. Because they hold, ein mekadosh el shisha devarim belvad. Only six very exclusive items are considered so significant that they do not become batel. But generally, devash b'minyan batel. And now we have machlekes from Yechim Rish Lakish how to interpret the words of Remeir. Shlakish says, Kol shadar kelimonis sheninu. All items that some people sell by count are considered davash b'minyan, even if there are some people who sell them by weight or estimation. And animals meet this criterion because many, but not all, sellers set their prices per each animal. Therefore, according to Shlakish, a behemoth is a davash b'minyan. And in our Mishnah, the behemoth issur does not become batel b'rei because it's chashif. However, Bichanan says, Esh shadar kelimonis sheninu. Only items that all people sell only by count are considered davash b'minyan. But if there are some people who sell them by weight or estimation, they are not considered davash b'minyan. And animals do not meet this criterion because some people sell an entire herd of animals without counting them. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yechanan, a behemoth is not a davash b'minyan. And in our Mishnah, the Gemara's question still stands, v'nevat lo beruba. The behemoth also should become permitted based on bitl b'rayv because it's not chashuv. The Gemara answers, Hai tana tana delitra ketziyasu da'amar kol davash shesh b'minyan, afele b'dir abanan loy batl, v'koshkin b'day raisa. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we must say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Shua Alibid Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice of Litra Ketzias, who certainly holds Kol Davash Sheyesh B'Minyan, all items that some people sell by count are considered Davash B'Minyan, even if there are some people who sell them by weight or estimation. And they did not become batel even regarding Truma D'Rabbanan, and certainly regarding our Mishnah's cases of Isuri Mizbeach D'Raisa. This discussion continues in the next daf, with the Gemara elaborating on the Brice of Litra Ketzias.